Looks like we're going to get our visit from Coach Leggins right here, and we'll let him put the headset on as he's got all sorts of hands to shake, babies to kiss over there. That was a workout for you, watching you on the sidelines here, Coach.
Babies to kiss, all right. They're in our locker room today, I'll tell you that. No, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to that team who came in here. They came in here ready to go, and they came in here ready to battle. They had a great game plan. They got into us a little bit, made us make some questionable decisions defensively that I haven't seen us do a lot of the times, and so we had to try different things today, and our press came up big for us, if you can believe that. We ate press all year long. We're trying to get ready for the WCC. There's a lot of things that we haven't put in just for that fact that today we needed to pull it out to try to get a win, and you know, they ran it well. They did a good job for it, so you know, I think you got to give our team a lot of credit for sticking with that game. You know, it could have went any way, but we made the plays at the end.
Yeah, gutty effort down the stretch, guys making free throws. But we go back to the start of the game. The decision to start Christian Scholand based on 8 minutes of work from VMI. What's the coach's intuition? What did you see all week in practice that gave you confidence that he would take advantage of the opportunity?
Christian's one of the most talented players in our league. I mean, just hands down. He's just got a long way to come, just learning how to play, and he'll figure it all out. You know, it's his third system. You know, it takes guys different ways to do different things, and, you know, I'm going to always play the best players, and whoever's playing the best will play for us, and that's why people want to come here and play, because we play the very best players. I don't care who it is, freshman, sophomore, walk-on. If you're playing good in practice and you're doing what you're doing to help us win the games, you're going to play, and tonight he played huge. He played 30 minutes, and that might be his career high in all of college, you know, as long as he's been playing college ball, maybe even high school, to be honest. But he's a heck of a player, great kid. Really brings a really different dynamic to our team. We just got to make sure we rebound when we play those blurs.
You know, struggled to come back against VMI when you got down, but in this game they were able to overcome the hump and, you know, get the win eventually. What about those five guys in at the end of the game that got it done? What were they doing?
Just toughness. You got stops when you needed them. You know, you got rebounds. They flowed to the ball. But then at the end of the day, you know, VMI were down one. And I know T-Rob was thinking about it because he missed that front end of the 1-1. And same with Christian. And so he comes up and they make all their free throws, you know. And those guys played in big-time games. And so that's why you get, you know, experience. And that's why, you know, these guys are getting experience right now. Experience together is huge. You know, this is new for T-Rob. It's new for Mike, even though they were teammates. They're now playing with new teammates. And then, you know, Moses and Chris and these guys, they're catching on to what we're trying to do, and that's the best thing. When you see guys being able to do certain things, and you have four guys in double figures, and then Big Zoe comes in and contributes, it's just huge. And so, you know, we could have went with Zoe at the end of that, play. Maybe we get a rebound. Maybe they don't get a chance to tip it back in because he's in the game. But we just wanted to switch everything and keep the ball in front, and that team's very versatile. You had Moses in there that could do a lot of things defensively. Christian can guard any position. T-Rob can guard any position. And Chris could almost guard any positions with all those muscles he has, so you know, and so you know, Mike's the only one who really can't switch onto the big. And so, when you get those guys playing smart and tough and understanding what we're trying to do, they do a great job.
Chatting here with head coach Shante Leggins, Pilots, a 78-77 win over Cal Poly, setting up this furious finish now with five games in 9 days to close out the non-conference. Key for it's a totally different beast Wednesday down at Matt Knight Arena against a very big and athletic Oregon Ducks team, but an Oregon Ducks team that hasn't figured out their offense. They're in their heads. Yeah. What sort of opportunity is waiting for you on Wednesday?
Well, I think they're lucky we're coming in because we haven't been playing great defense as of late. We gave up, you know, 51% for the game to Cal Poly. That's been shooting around 35, 36%. So we got to tighten some things up. To be honest, I haven't really watched a lot of Oregon. You know, I've been trying to get ready for the Cal Poly game. We go game by game, you know, and so we'll get into it tonight. I won't sleep. We'll watch some film. Get ready for that game. The guys will be excited. Don't have to get up for that game because they get to go and play the big dogs in the state. And so that'll be a lot of fun for us. It's a great opportunity for our university, for our program to go out there and put a, you know, great foot forward. You know, we're a bunch of new guys together, and we want to go out there and play the best game we could possibly play. You know, they're very good. They got a Hall of Fame coach. They've been to Elite Eights, Final Fours. They got everything that you want as a player. That's why they get the players they get. So we're just going to go out there and play the game like we know how and play tough and play rugged and rebound and make shots. And, you know, wherever it takes us is going to take us. I like our chances if we play right, and if we play smart, I like our chances.
Well, we'll let you get started on that film study here. I see Christian Scholin taking pictures after his career night, so we'll take a quick break.
Well, Donald Wilson brought all these kids, our old school Donald Wilson, one of the best alums
here. Oh, that's fantastic.
He brought all these young men here, so that's awesome.
Well, that's good. Well, Coach, congratulations on a well-earned, well-fought victory tonight, and can't wait to see what this crew does down at Matt Knight Arena on Wednesday.
One more thing. Our women play tomorrow, a huge game. This is going to be, if you want to see a high-possession, high-octane basketball game where you might score 100, come tomorrow. They need you. They just got top 70 in the net. That's pretty good, man. So you come out here and support the team. You know, the students are gone. We need some people to come out here and support. We'll be here tomorrow cheering them on, but come support this team. They're fun to watch. Go Pilots.
All right, there you go. Thanks so much, Coach. Congratulations.